Looky here, bitches. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. I'm over here fucking your mother. You fucking dick knobs.
A young man that you all know is Joe the Policeman from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama. I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause for Jackson Heights' own
Mr. DJ New Style.
Yes!
DJ New Style.
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
Baby doll, they swing your shit like a wrecking ball. 5'11" tall, dark brown eyes, caramel skin. I ain't seen you in my life, sugar, where you been? Tell me, who's your friend? Cause this is my man, so won't you set it off between them, love, cause that's the plan. Hook your friend with my man, come sit in my lap. I'll listen to your yap, then I'll bust my rap. I'll size up your gap, you size up my phone. It's sticking meaty like a hot calzone. Fresh out the oven with the all-night loving. I freak the style you like, but don't get from your husband. And when I call, just tell him I'm your cousin. I got a dozen cousins just like you.
Reach out to our princess upgrade. All of these are y'all kicking it nice enough to see. Reach out to our princess upgrade. Pamela and Donna, they want a Maxino. Reach out to our princess upgrade. Joanna Monique and the girl named Marina. Reach out to our princess upgrade. Keep your mind nothing but your body clean.
And like the upper gym, let's keep the door shut. You're not to mine, I heard a thrust with no cut. I never been stuck from neck back to butt. Handcuffs and stuff as I watch you strut. To the window, your legs out with your silhouette. Then you bend low, lick my crack to my chest. I defend my manhood and co-represent. I command my sex with a harmony text. Mysteries and signs equate the dumps to destinies. Blessing me, varieties of ecstasy. You do me so slow, I blaze indeed. I nickname you Luna Beam, LSD. IBI, any queen who is deceit. If you could dissect me in my scientific scene. Speckle, baby, I'm real. Come on, red bone steel and Cherokee appeal.
Reach out to our princess upgrade. Yeah, thought it is a gal kicking in the scene. Reach out to our princess upgrade. I got in the kind of lady, a party rocking and come in. Reach out to our princess upgrade. Your head could alarm, you could have extension of all it mean. Reach out to our princess upgrade. Make sure you watch the part, which part between. Reach out to our princess upgrade. Look around Al Pamela and the one named Karina.
Peace, stop me dead, had to cease in my tracks. Run up an axe at any time in your life. Have you been blessed? No need to second guess. You be banging like that dress, hanging off your frame. If it's all the same, let me throw my game. Hit you for your name, plus your area code. I might overload, but that won't explode. Baby, doll, until you're ready. My name ain't Crazy Legs, hun, but I can rock steady. Blowing up the spot like J. Paul Getty.
Reach out to our princess.
The DJ New Style Show. Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
No, didn't touch it.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck you! What's funny? What's funny?
No.
All right.
Welcome to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming back on thereisnoradio.com. It's nice to be here with you bitches, but you know what's nice? You know what else is good and pleasant? I'll tell you. Rammstein! I'm just gonna do what DMX does. I'm just gonna growl into the mic and earn millions. And then I'll pretend I'm an FBI officer and get thrown in jail. But then be famous again. God damn it. Jerem, how the fuck are you tonight?
What's going on, DJ New Style? How are you?
I'm doing fine.
I'm glad to hear it.
I'm doing good.
You said that already. I appreciate it.
No, I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm checking up on you.
Yeah.
I'm worried, Jerem. I'm worried. You were gone before the beginning of the show. You were just here in the nick of time. The very nick of time.
Well,
I'd say 0.25 of a nick of time. That
right.
was where you came in.
That's how I like to roll. I like to, you know, go in at the last minute.
That's how you guys like, that's how you like to roll?
Well, I tried to, but, you know, I was working all day, so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
See, I thought you might have died.
No, I didn't. But that's a good question.
That's good. Cleared that up.
Well, if I died, you probably would never know, would you? Most of these people in here wouldn't know. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think we would know. I don't think we would know. Honestly, Steve is going to say something like, trust me, we might know. Trust me, we would know. But Steve is saying that even if you did die, you'd let people know.
Right, right.
Yeah. Well, Steve the LARP is doing what everybody else wants to do. That's send feedback in the DJ New Style Show chat room.
You know, Steve the LARP is a very nice fellow, and he is a loyal listener. Thank you.
I got to say, I lied to one of the new listeners. I was a little creeped out. I was a little creeped out, Jerem. I sent you this email. It came from a guy named Jay Kling, who was listening to all the old podcasts, and we used to have Steve on before we realized he was really just an anchor dragging the show down to where it should be. And he heard the bit about looking at Steve's webcam at work and maybe being able to see him. And lo and behold, he responds probably a year later with screenshots of Steve carrying around some fucking boxes and stocking shelves. And I felt so creeped out by it. I said, nah, that's probably not even him. I don't even know if he works there. Steve's only response was, why can't chicks stalk me through that fucking cam? He had no idea. I wonder if he poses. Frank, if you had a camera on you, oh wait, you do. That's right. You're in your basement and you always have your fucking Pal Talk camera on.
Right.
All day.
No, I don't have it on all day.
But picture this. Like, if you had to have a camera on you all day, do you think it would get to the point where you're kind of performing to try and put on some kind of a front so that maybe you are something that you're not?
I don't think so, because I'm just pretty much staring at a computer, so you really can't do much with it, you know what I'm saying?
I know, but like, I have to believe that maybe Steve walks by, he's all slumped, and he comes into view of the camera, he straightens up real quick. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he needs attention in his life, I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know the gentleman that well. I just do know he wears costumes a lot, but that's all I really know.
Oh, God, I'm so sexy. I can't even help it sometimes, Jerem. I'm having difficulty eating this chicken here. It's making me burp and hiccup.
Well, how is the chicken prepared? What kind of chicken is it?
It's prepared. It was cooked in a crock pot to a nice pink. It's a nice pink finish to it.
Pink?
Yeah, it's pink. It's pretty good.
I've never had pink chicken before.
Why? What's wrong with pink chicken?
It just appears not to be done.
It's very moist. Just
okay.
How it's very moist, not dry.
Did you ever have real dry chicken and it was hard to swallow?
That's a nightmare. You know what this is? A pleasant
what?
Dream. It's delicious, too. I've never had chicken like this, and I'm washing it down with a nice beer. Mmm.
Oh,
mmm.
You're a real man.
I am. You're not.
So
Jerem, I was worried about you. I was really worried about you.
Or are you just playing it up?
I want to point something out. We both tried to get away from the awkward conversation at the same time. We both did the so, and then try to bring anything else up. I want to point that out. It's special to me. really is.
Okay. Okay.
But it was snowy out, Germ. It was snowy. It was. The roads were slick. Snow was coming down. I thought we lost you.
No, well, you know what? I actually had a close call. Well, not really. I had to go to the shoulder of the road to look at my big map atlas.
Oh, they're going to see something else.
And the those friggin' 18-wheelers, man, they go by so fast you could actually feel like the shift of the car. And it's a scary thing because that thing hits you, it's all over. Especially when
it's curtains.
Just at the shoulder. You know?
It is curtains for you if that hits you.
Definitely. And it I got a little nervous.
Were you scared? Did you try to pull over more?
You know where I was right in the right in the middle of the oncoming traffic and of the opposite direction. I was right in the middle. I was and I had cars going each way on me. And
you pulled into the middle part?
I was on the turn. I'm trying to figure. I was on route 295 or 195.
You pulled into the little fucking the yellow
the barrier. The dividing barrier, I pulled up on there.
Like, you mean the thing that drunk people always crash
through? Right, right. Because I didn't know if I had to, I couldn't remember if I had to get off at an exit. So I stopped in the middle and I backed up a little bit to read the sign.
You're a goddamn accident. Like, you are going to be responsible for people's deaths and you will live. I don't know why we were worried about you dying. Dan typing really nice stuff. He's saying if Germ died, part of me would die. And that's true. That's true of me, too. I believe that.
That's nice of you. I appreciate that.
But the fact is, you're not going to die. You're going to cause the death of so many people in your life, and you're going to die miserable at, like, 98.
You know what? I don't know. I just know, like, when you miss an exit, if you miss an exit, what do you do? And you realize it as soon as you pass it, do you pull over and back up? Do you just go to the next exit? What do you typically do?
That the ability to do that expires very, very quickly. If it's 100 feet, all right, maybe you can make a quick backup in the shoulder. But I have a feeling that you were probably speeding a quarter mile up the road, thinking, "Yeah, I might back up for 3 minutes."
Well,
ridiculous.
I ended up backing up, and because I couldn't remember what the sign said, I wasn't paying attention. I don't know, maybe a couple hundred feet, not much.
Well,
but
not too bad. It's kind of pushing it, though.
Yeah, but did you ever drive? You know how you have the park where you have the express lanes sometimes when you go to South Jersey, and you have Did you ever like go from the express lane to the non-express lane and drive over the grass ever?
No, I never did.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
I saw somebody do that today, and as soon as that happened, a state trooper came and pulled him over, and I was very happy about that because it showed you he can't get away with that, you know?
Well, he can because he's done it before. Sheepy is pissed. He typed in all caps. That's how I know he's pissed. He says, that's a crime. And
I agree with you. You're preaching to the choir.
I've been in a car with little Jimmy Rhodes, who is just fucking insane. And when he drives, he doesn't care if there's a goddamn gulch, if there's a fucking a valley. He thinks he has an all-terrain vehicle, so he thinks he can fucking drive through anything. If he gets stuck in traffic, he will drive over the grass, even if it's a fucking 60-degree drop. It's the worst. He did it once. We almost flipped. We almost died. But we actually did make pretty good time because we didn't die. So, moral of the story, Germ, do that whenever possible. Cut over the grass. I'm totally with you on that. If you can, cut over the grass. That's a great suggestion, Germ.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. And you'll almost always get away with it. Thank you for bringing that up.
My pleasure.
I'm sorry, I'm enjoying this chicken. I noticed there's a little kind
couldn't
of...
Couldn't you have eaten before the show?
No, I couldn't have. There's a little translucent spot here. It looks like it's going to be delicious. Let me see.
You know what I hate sometimes is you get the chicken, and there's like a little red dot, and you know that's blood. There's like a little red mark on there, because it was too close to the bone.
No, it's acne.
I see.
What else? Of course it's fucking blood, Germ.
Did you ever get blood in an egg?
Yeah, dude. It is.
How fucking foul is that, man?
It's so disgusting. It is so disgusting. I don't want any other colors in my fucking eggs. Eggs are a 2-3 color max food. Get the little brown fringes, which I have to say, I'm not a fucking fan of.
Right.
I'm not a fan of the little brown fringy things, but
do you like your eggs snotty?
Yeah, I do. Runny eggs.
Ugh.
What's with the what?
I don't like them snotty. It's that's disgusting.
Yeah.
But yeah, sometimes you get lucky and get the double yolk in there, and that's always a bonus. And I enjoy those times. It doesn't happen too often though.
I don't think I've ever had a double yolk. Don't think I ever have. I'm feeling a little. Stomach's not feeling too good. This chicken is delicious, though. I like the part. It doesn't have like any cook marks on it whatsoever. It's like really pink. It was really good. I was so hungry getting out of work today. I went to go do my usual Starbucks thing so I don't die. Because I fall asleep while I drive.
Right.
We'll get into that. So maybe talk about that another time. I get out of the car. And I'm like determined. I'm like 10 steps into walking towards Starbucks, and it hits me. The smell of cooking beef just coming out of fucking Burger King. Now, I haven't eaten Burger King in years. Years.
Really?
It fucking hit me, dude, and I could not resist. Walk in, 2 cheeseburgers, I'm out. I needed to get it, man. Needed to. It's been too long. And I don't know. Maybe the fact that I only ate 2 cups of oatmeal and a fucking bagel today led me to the Burger King quest.
Did the burgers satisfy your cravings?
Yeah, they definitely did. That's all I ever get there, the 2 cheeseburgers. That's it. I don't get the Whopper. I mean, I've gotten it in the past, but I don't know. There's something, I just like the cheeseburger, John. Do you eat fast food ever? I mean, I try not to do it, but sometimes I cave, dude. Sometimes I cave.
I've cut back a lot.
Well, what do you mean a lot? You cut back a lot. I mean, you still do.
I haven't had McDonald's or Burger King in a couple of months. But excuse me.
I'm sorry, I almost puked on that last.
But know what I like? And there's not many up in the North Jersey area. They're mostly down in South Jersey or Arby's. They have delicious fast food and good quality,
it's
very tasty. It's always prepared professionally. I enjoy it.
Professionally. Wow.
Yeah.
The finest fucking. Just thawed out roast beef ever folded in a
fucking... No, they have sandwiches that most fast food places don't. They have a delicious chicken salad sandwich with walnuts and grapes, and they have a Reuben with turkey Reuben. It's delicious food. I enjoy it.
And what was that chicken salad thing? What was that?
It's chicken salad with grapes and walnuts.
But what was it? Is it on bread or something?
You could have it in a salad. You could have it on a wrap or on grain bread.
The Earl of... You're really not getting it, are you? Subway...
Yeah. Oh, the Earl of Sandwich?
Yeah. There's a D. That's all I'm getting at.
I know. Sometimes I say sandwich, though.
Yeah, you do, because you think you're Italian, but you're really not. So, Germ, there... Oh, by the way, Sheepy's absolutely right. There are Arby's in North Jersey.
Okay, let me just clarify. I said there's not many in North Jersey. I said they're mostly in South Jersey. There's also one in Hackettstown, I believe. But anyway, let's continue.
I mean, you know, they may have been the first with the roast beef sandwich shit, but Wendy's has a fucking ham sandwich or something. They call it like a fucking frescata or some shit.
I don't even know.
But it's just a fucking ham sandwich on cold bread.
I've gotten that before.
It's the stupidest thing ever.
Do you ever get the salads from Burger King or McDonald's?
I don't like
the chicken they have is like it's low quality chicken, so I get it without chicken.
Well, that's congratulations. What do you like at Wendy's?
You know what? For the longest time, I never got this because I always found it to be grotesque that eating a cup of meat. But I got chili the last couple times. It was pretty damn good, and I got a baked potato too with sour cream and chives.
Sour cream and what?
Chives.
Chives, okay.
Yeah, because
fucking like bald Southern Belle. Chives.
No, it's a cup of meat. You're getting, and it's a cup of meat.
It is a cup of meat, and there's some beans and shit and onions.
I've never
eaten
meat.
It's delicious though. It really is good.
Yeah, I only had it for the first time about a month ago. I never had it before, and then it was pretty good.
Would you consider yourself a meat eater?
I'm an omnivore.
You're an omnivore, obviously. Humans are. But
right.
Would you prefer meat over vegetables?
God,
I want some chili now.
I don't know that because I love vegetables. I've always loved vegetables.
What was holding you back on getting the Wendy's chili? It's fucking delicious.
Because it just the concept of eating, you know, cupping a meat with a plastic spoon just it just skeeved me out. And the fact that I feel as though people can like when they're making the chili in the big pot, people could be dropping you know like
stuff
in it.
They put
stuff
in it, but who cares?
Their
it's
hair
delicious. Could
fall in it or something.
It's and all good. Couple, makes it better.
About a year ago, you know, that story where the lady, you know, planted the finger in the chili, and I says, oh, I'm definitely never going to have chili anymore now. And so, you know, that was pretty much the reason.
Wait, that killed you on chili from everywhere?
No, just there.
Just there, okay.
But I never ate it there anyway, so it really didn't matter, but it only just fed into my problem with it. So I figured I'd get a taste of it and see what it was like. It wasn't that bad.
So you were able to give up chili, though, for a little while?
Yeah.
I don't think I could. I couldn't give up meat. I consider myself a fucking carnivore.
Specify what meat you're talking about. Red meat? Poultry?
Chicken. Poultry, yeah. Fowl. I love chicken, man. I need it. Need it. Oh, by the way, this part right here, I can look, I push on it, and it leaves like my footprint. If I could see my fingerprint in it, it's delicious. This pink part right here. Hold on. Okay. I need to eat chicken. Need to. It's so good. I don't think I could ever give it up. Do you think you could ever become a vegetarian? Do you think you could give up meat for good?
I could give up anything. I mean,
you can give up anything.
If it was a life or death situation and said you can't eat meat anymore, then obviously I'd give it up, you know?
Fine. It's just a fucking friendly bet then. No one's got a knife to your neck.
I could have a tofu burger or a veggie burger.
Have you ever eaten a tofu burger?
I don't even know what tofu is.
And tofu is actually, it's the contents of mosquito bellies.
Oh. Is tofu like, is that like just man-made chemicals?
Yeah.
Or is it actually some kind of
it's
fruit?
Actually, you know, like meth labs?
Oh, it's bean curd. Meth labs, yeah.
Yeah, they make it there. And Sheepy, you're absolutely wrong. It is completely chemicals. There's nothing natural in tofu. It's made in meth labs. Germ, don't eat it, man. It's not good for you. And it's highly addictive. Highly addictive. Very big in, like, Kansas and the plains, flyover states, all that, but very addictive, Germ. I don't know what to tell you. What have you been doing with yourself? I mean, you've been working yourself to the fucking bone here.
Yeah, I got a lot of work in last week for this week, and I'm pretty much working a lot of hours, so.
That's amazing, because I've been playing video games, Germ. I've been playing and dominating video games. Every fucking game I play, I never lose. Let me tell you one right now. We're not even gonna open this up for debate. There's a little game called iSketch that I can use my little drawing tablet, and whenever I play, I win. I just want to say that right now. It's like Pictionary, and since I'm an incredible artist and I possess a drawing tablet, I always win. I will never lose. At the end of the game, the winner's name is displayed with the noise of fireworks going off. Your little name is fucking rotated in some kind of fucked up Microsoft Word art. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I never get tired of seeing it. But that's not the game I'm talking about, Jerm. Rock Band. Have you heard of Rock Band?
I've heard of it. I have no idea what it is.
It's amazing how you constantly hear of things that you have no idea what they are. It must you are.
I don't inquire. You know,
you are never, seriously like Rock Band to you is like the internet to my grandmother. She knows that she's heard of it. She has no fucking concept as to what it is.
Well, you got to realize I've never played a video game in my life.
Never.
Never.
In an arcade, you've never put a coin.
I played pinball.
Come on.
And I played one game.
You're not that old.
In sixth grade, in the year of 1982, I played one game of Ms. Pac-Man.
That's it? One.
That's it.
You didn't like it.
I just got bored after a while. So I think playing video games, it would not be good for me because I would be obsessing about it, and it would not be good for my OCD. I'd just be obsessing about it and be addicted to it. So
you would definitely get hooked. I'm starting to get hooked myself. A little Rock Band after winning 8 games straight in iSketch and pretty much not being motherfucking touched. I go and sit behind my drum kit and I can play along with the best songs of the 80s, 90s, 70s, and today. It's amazing. There's a drum kit that comes with it. There's a guitar and a microphone. You can also use the guitar to play bass lines, Jerm, but that's not the point. The point, since everybody's played Guitar Hero, obviously, except you, you want to play the drums. That's the new shit. That is the new shit right now.
Yeah. I am an amateur drummer, you know, in real life.
What type of stuff would you play?
Rock and roll, baby.
Type of stuff we'd hear on Germ Freak Radio?
Damn right.
A little later on, I guess we had a couple new episodes of Germ Freak Radio.
Right.
Pretty brief. Not too big. I'm on a 38-match win streak, Germ. 38. Guess how many games I've played?
I have no idea.
38!
Whoa!
Unbeaten!
Wow.
Unbeaten!
Wow.
Son of a bitch! I can't be stopped. I cannot be motherfucking touched!
Is there a video game?
How many times must I explain that shit to you? God damn! What was that?
Is there a video game that you were never able to master? That you always sucked at? No matter how many times you played?
I mean, I'd never get, like, incredibly, like, really, really good. But, I mean, I'd always do okay at pretty much every game. There was one game on the Nintendo, which was the game for Total Recall. And I'd get to the point where the homeless guy would throw a fucking hat boomerang at me, and I couldn't win. It was the second level. I threw the fucking game away. I'm 12 years old. I throw a Nintendo game away.
Wow.
It was the worst.
You got issues, anger issues.
But we're talking about Rock Band here, Jim. You are an amateur drummer. I think you would love this game.
I would love it.
You go online. You compete. You can be part of a fake pretend-ass band in somebody's fucking living room. Oh, God, I can't help but be sexy tonight. Damn, it's an overload. And, Jerm, you can go online and challenge anybody on the Xbox Live universe. Anybody. And what you do is you can shit-talk them all the way. And now, it's not typically your average 20-something that you get to speak to. Admittedly, they're a little bit younger than I on them, Jerm, when I'm talking to them. They're a little bit younger. Can you want to take any guess at maybe how young?
I'd say like 9 or 10, 11, somewhere around there.
Probably like 7. And you know what? They talk shit like nobody's fucking business. And they deserve everything I throw right back at them. Everything.
You don't curse, do you?
Of course. You have to.
What if their parents?
Pretty much, no, you are their parents in this case. You have to put them in line. You have to take the role of the parents. We're going back to the fucking 70s now, when the neighbors could parent the child. That's the Wild West of the internet gaming world. This kid fucking starts talking to you. You're a fucking homo. You're a faggot. Blah, blah. You just fucking lay into him. You little fucking shit. You're a fucking asshole, and you're gonna lose. And then when you lose, you be sure to call him every fucking name in the book. Because you know what? Probably never going to play him again. Now, Jerm, you need to get on this. You need to get this game.
Now, this Xbox...
Xbox?
The Xbox, is that what replaced in television?
a few consoles removed, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it actually replaced the fucking eighth cousin twice removed of the fucking Intellivision. Intellivision was like the 70s, Jerm.
Okay.
Do you realize that? Like, you know how out of date you are?
I'm just trying to fit in with the conversation, that's all.
I don't think you can.
I didn't think it was necessary.
The last video game you played was Ms. Pac-Man. You've only played it once.
In 1982, in sixth grade.
Wow. It was old. It's pretty old. I mean, how different do you think your life would be if you were 10 years younger? How do you think your life would be right now if you were 10 years younger? You had the internet in college. You had your own computer in college. You played video games. You wore pants that weren't acid washed. How different would your life be?
Uh,
I have to believe you'd be more talkative.
I'm not sure. My life 10 years ago would be the same as it is now. I would be 10 years younger. I'm not sure of the concept.
Well, if you were 10 years younger, you wouldn't have had a fucking typewriter in college. Okay? Do you see where
you're
going with this?
I was born in 1980 as opposed to 1970.
Wow. You're getting it now.
Well, yeah. I mean, I had to type all my reports on a Smith Corona typewriter and use the little sluts of little pieces of paper to white out when I had a mistake or use white out.
You didn't have the auto erase, did you?
I did not have the auto erase,
the backspace tape?
I had the backspace tape, yes.
Oh, you did? We had a typewriter that I used twice for a paper before we got our computer, and we only had the cursive font. It was by far the most just heinous-looking typed document ever. It was script, but none of the letters were connected. It was absolutely just awful. Jerm, you would hand type these things? I mean, would you just, you'd obviously obsess about how they looked.
Right. I mean, well, you know, I obsessed about how they looked. I mean, of course, you know, but you had all these, you know, marks on them and everything. It wasn't a good time. You know, it was tough back in those days. I was talking to a young gentleman a couple days ago, and he was saying that he was selling his books, his used college books, over the internet.
Oh, I think I know who this guy is. Are we talking about the same person here? Who's the person? Are you sure?
He's a Russian individual.
Does he run a certain chat room?
He does.
What's the name of the chat room?
And only hotties need apply. It's
really?
Chill spot. And he was telling me that...
Let's stand up now, please. I don't know. Do you have to stand up, or what do you do? How do you stay reverent while listening to a fucking communist national anthem? Anyway, that's the official. That's actually the anthem of the chill spot for hotties. And so he was selling his books. You're saying?
He was selling his books over the internet. And I remember when I used to buy my books at college. If I were to buy a new book, and when you return to get some money, they'd give you 5% of what you paid for it. And he's telling me that you could sell them over the internet and make a good amount of money. And back when I was in college, we didn't have the internet, so I didn't have that situation.
You had the Pony Express.
You know what I mean.
I know. Well, he would sell it on the internet and then maybe make some money. But even like when I went to school, you'd get shit back.
Right.
Like I remember one time I went to sell it. They wanted to give me a dollar and a fucking Hershey's with almonds. Dude, I took it, though. It was delicious. That's my favorite candy bar by far. And you know what? Fuck statistics, really. Fuck it. Do we need it? I don't think so. You tell me, Jerm. Tell me. I don't know. Why don't we take a quick break here? You seem like you're a little bit tired.
I'm fine.
You sure?
I'm ready to go, baby.
Please, don't call me baby, first of all.
I apologize.
Bang out a couple lines. Just do some jumping jacks. Anything you can right now. Are you gonna try and pep up a little bit?
What do you mean? I've been pepped up the whole fucking show, you prick.
And whatever. Whatever. Yeah, Steve LaLarp is right. You do need the eye of the tiger. You need to get pumped up. What are we gonna hear on Germ Freak Radio? I guess you shouldn't answer that because that gives away the surprise. But we have something exciting, don't we? Some excitement in music.
Something a little different than I normally play, but still in my time zone.
A little bit in your era. Okay, well, this is the DJ New Style Show on thereisnoradio.com.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
Next up, it's Germ Freak Radio! That's gay, that's so fucking corny, I'm embarrassed I even said that. Alright, calm down. Okay, ladies and... What's that? Oh. Ah, fuck, I fucking put up my fucking thing here. Okay, let me know when you're ready.
Germ, what just happened?
Well, what happened is I scrolled up on my document that I'm my teleprompter, and I fucked up a little bit, but it doesn't matter. It's not necessary.
Well, why did you make such a huge outburst?
Well, because I got a little excited and I didn't want to. I knew time was an issue.
Okay, now I need you to close your eyes. We got to get you prepped for this. Close your eyes.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and out. Your eyes still closed? You're relaxed?
Yes, I feel better.
Picture your grandmother's pussy.
You know, you're an animal. How can you fucking go to church every Sunday with the way you
focus
talk?
Focus the energy. Let the next song. Focus the energy.
This group started out as a hardcore punk rock band in 1979. Fucking whore! This band started out as a hardcore punk rock band, you cunt cocksucker. This group started out as a hardcore punk rock group in 1979 and have since... This band started out as a hardcore punk rock group in 1979 and have since switched to hip-hop, though they kept a rock vibe in their music. They're one of the longest-lived hip-hop acts and continue to enjoy commercial and critical... Fucking cocksucker! This group started out as a... Boys! Okay. This group started out as a hardcore... This band started out as a hardcore punk rock group in 1979 and have since changed their switch. This band started out as a hardcore punk rock group in 1979 and have since switched to hip-hop, though they kept a rock vibe in their music and released... Fuck!
All right. Relax. Relax. Regroup.
You got me too flustered.
Okay, relax.
You know, why'd you have to bring up my grandma's pussy? All right.
Wait, bring up what? Bring up what?
My grandma's pussy.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Here, close your eyes.
It doesn't help that she's been dead for 10 years either.
Close your eyes. Relax and close your eyes. We got to get you back on track. Close your eyes. Are your eyes closed?
Yeah.
Don't lie to me.
Yeah.
Okay, now picture a cool breeze. A nice, cool, quick burst of a breeze fired out of your grandma's cunt.
Oh, you know, this band started out as a hardcore punk rock group in 1979 and have since changed their switch to hip-hop, although they kept a rock vibe in their music all along. They are one of the longest-lived hip-hop acts and continue to enjoy commercial and critical... All the C's! All the alliteration! This group started out as a hardcore punk rock band in 1979 and have since changed their switch to hip-hop, though they kept a rock vibe in their music and released a... Fuck. All right. Just don't say anything. Yes. This band started out as a hardcore punk rock group in 1979 and have since switched... Fuck! Say you fucked me up! This band started out as a hardcore punk rock group in 1979 and have since... This band started out as a hardcore punk rock group in 1979 and have since... I can't get it! Fuck! This band started out as a hardcore punk rock group in 1979 and have since their switch to... That doesn't even fucking make sense! This band started out as a hardcore punk rock group in 1979 and have since switched to hip-hop, though they kept a rock vibe in their music all along. They are one of the longest-lived hip-hop acts and continue to enjoy commercial and critical success more than 20 years after the release of their debut album. This song reached number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 1986 and was later named one of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. You miss 2 classes and no homework, but your teacher preaches class like you're some kind of jerk. from their 1986 License to Ill. It's Beastie Boys with You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party! Go!
Lucky you, you're listening to the DJ New Style Show, dick.
Oh, snap. Thanks to everybody out there listening to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on thereisnoradio.com. With me, as always, Germ Freak. Germ Freak, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? You know, it's good. It's good. I mean, I gotta say, you finally got it together. You always seem to hit the post, Germ Freak Radio.
Always. I always do it smoothly and with no errors.
Well, one time you missed the post.
Well,
in fact, you missed the song entirely. We won't get into that.
Okay.
We'll get into any of that. Germ, maybe I'm a little jealous. Maybe I'm a little jealous of your energy. I don't know. I've been on an awkward sleep schedule lately.
Okay.
I haven't been able to sleep. I get about 3, maybe 5 on a really good night, hours of sleep. I'm a person who needs 8. I'm not that type of person that can go to bed fucking 2 hours and be just extremely energized, ready to fucking punch out horses and shit. I can't do it.
Okay.
Oh, God. How much sleep do you get a night?
I typically get about 2 to 3 hours a night, and that's sufficient for me.
2 to 3 hours a night? Every night?
I would say probably 4 nights a week.
Jesus. Box Wine's checking, and he says he got like an hour last night. Dude,
right.
Nobody fucking sleeps. Nobody we know gets sleep.
There's not enough time in the day.
Except, of course, Steve the LARPer, who is just extremely baffled at the idea of getting any fucking less than 12 hours of sleep. And Barb, of course. Barbara sleeps until fucking, you know, sundown.
But the thing is, my body is trained so that 3 hours is enough for me. It's fine. You know, whereas most people would be too little.
It's not good for you. I mean, obviously, you'd probably look a lot younger if you got more sleep.
Oh.
I think it's proven. I'm not trying to say you're old, decrepit, bald, and, you know, older than you should look, and, you know, aging, you know, beyond your actual age. You know, you just look horrible. I'm not saying any of those things. I'm just saying that maybe you'd look a little younger if you get more sleep.
All right, I'll take note of the tip. Same for you, too.
You're right. Dude, I'm starting to age rapidly.
You look worn out, dude.
You think I look worn out?
Sometimes. Like in that fucking video thing, I look worn out, but whatever.
Yeah, that one video I did critiquing the Radio Gold Fans song.
Right.
If you haven't seen that, you have to go check out LeeMels.com. LeeMels.com. I'll be sure to link it on the podcast entry. But then again, if you're listening on the podcast, you've already seen it. LeeMels.com. It's, I guess, a rap video dedicated to a message board, and people were doing reaction videos. I did my own. So, Jeremy, you didn't do one, did you?
No, I did not do one.
Not part of the crowd.
No, it's not that. I just couldn't figure out how to do it, to be honest with you. And after a while, I said, screw it. And now it's faded in long history, so.
It really is over with, I think, right?
Yeah.
It's too bad. It's too bad. I mean, I don't know, Jeremy. I as I mentioned before, I do get Starbucks every single night. That's keeping me up. No question about it. But the thing is, when I drive home, I fall asleep. I'm so fucking exhausted because I didn't sleep before that I fall asleep on the way home from work. So I have to either pull over, and like you said, tractor trailers and shit just buzzing by. I'm asleep in my fucking driver's seat.
Now, let me ask you a question. Have you honestly, when you say you fall asleep, have you honestly ever, you know, dozed off for a second or two?
Second or two? Dude, fucking 30 seconds. On a straight road, thank God.
Are you serious?
Yes!
Wow.
Dude, it's no good.
That's not even funny. It's not even something to joke about.
I know. I mean, I begin to think, like I might, you know, like, something might be wrong with me.
Well, you know what?
What?
Do you ever go to a doctor and get checked out?
Nah.
Are you afraid to go to a doctor and to find out bad news?
No, I'm not afraid at all.
Okay.
I do go to the doctor. It's just I pretty much have an idea as far as what it is. I just kind of have this hint or something like that it could be like something more. Maybe it's like insomnia or something. I don't even know.
When you go to sleep, are you having trouble falling asleep?
Do you know about insomnia or something? I mean, are you trying to like pretend you're a fucking doctor? Or do you know about it?
I'm asking a general question that any schmuck would ask if somebody said that he or she had insomnia.
Oh, excuse me.
All right, when you're in bed, are you forcing yourself to go to sleep?
Hold on. I need to check something out. I need to make sure I have the right time. Look on my clock here. I don't know.
It's question time.
Oh, we're asking some questions. It's question time.
Well, apparently it's a special medical edition of Question Time on the DJ New Style Show. Whenever Germ Freak gets a little too question happy, it becomes Question Time. Germ, why don't you go ahead and follow your line of questioning?
My question is this. When you enter the bedroom and go into bed, are you finding yourself staring at the ceiling and trying to make yourself go to sleep, or do you go to bed as soon as you hit the pillow?
No. Most nights I stare at the ceiling because I'm just overloaded with caffeine. I think.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. See, let me tell you a little secret.
What?
I go to bed when I'm tired.
Well, that's awesome.
No. Let me explain it to you, okay? Some people go to bed just because it's 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock or whatever. I go to bed when I'm tired. Whether it be 4:30 in the morning or 8 o'clock at night, I go to bed when I'm tired. There's nights where I'm not tired at all and I stay up all night. I'll stay up for a day or so.
Really?
Yes.
You can do that?
Yes.
Do you think you attribute that to, I don't know, not having to leave your house for work? Not having a fucking commute? No.
These are times. Well, I do have a commute. I have to walk into my basement from the upstairs.
I'm sorry.
And sometimes the kids have toys on the steps, and I have to wiggle my way through these toys.
It's tough. It's trying. This morning I'm in some fucking nice clothes because I have a meeting, and I'm scraping ice off my fucking car and shoveling snow. But you have to move a fucking child's toy.
Well,
so you win. You win. You have the more challenging commute.
Well, you know, and also So what you should do is take some sleeping pills.
Sleeping
make
pills?
Make yourself go to sleep.
I'll be so groggy. It's totally the not fucking the
do you have too much on your mind? You know what your problem is? You got a lot on your mind. You probably, when you go to bed, is your mind still, are the wheels still turning in your head? Are you still thinking of things that you want to do or you have to do or you should have did or this
I mean,
and
I'm
that?
Always thinking like that. Are you trying to diagnose me for insomnia?
Well, I'm trying to diagnose you for a couple of things,
Whoa,
if you will.
Okay.
And I know you're not going to like hearing this, but did you ever hear of the acronym OCD?
Yes.
I think you got a little bit of that new style, combined with the insomnia, because you're in bed thinking. You shouldn't be thinking in bed. Your mind should be at rest in bed. You're thinking, and thinking is keeping you up, goddammit.
Sorry, I didn't know you were so passionate about this.
What you need to do is learn how to relax. I don't think you know how to relax, New Style. That's your problem. You do not know how to relax.
Your mind, how do you relax? How do you relax, Frank?
Listen to me!
I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me just make it quite clear of what time it is.
It's question time.
We're asking some questions. It's question time.
I didn't mean to interrupt. Please forgive me.
Okay, here's a problem with you. First of all, number one, you defecate way too much. That's number one. And I think by you defecating too much, it's straining you to the point where you cannot stop thinking about it.
Can I speak?
Yes.
Thank you. I only crapped once today. It was very disappointing. Very disappointing. I might be bound up. I don't know. Steve's saying defecate more.
Okay, let me just, I don't want to get too graphic here, okay, but it's been 3 days for me, and I love it.
You mean, like, you love that you haven't had to go in 3 days?
Yes, because it saves me time in the day.
I don't have to
worry about that.
Five minutes?
I can save 5, 10, 15 minutes. I can save that time. I save that time. I don't have to do that. I don't have to be able to deal with that.
Germ, I shit in literally 2 minutes, and I'm done.
You know what? First of all, that's something I want to discuss with you. Nobody moves their bowels that quickly. Okay?
I do.
You cannot defecate in 2 minutes, wipe your ass, and make sure it's clean, pull your pants up, and carry on without having itchy ass.
What do you mean wipe?
Wipe.
I don't understand.
Wiping your ass?
You mean like when I pull my pants up?
Yeah. No. When you take a dump, obviously you don't have a clean break every time, right? So when you're wiping your A's, you know, it's going to take you a couple times, about 10 or 15 times to wipe it.
No. No, you don't wipe it, do you?
You don't wipe your ass?
No.
Wait a second. When you move your bowels, you simply just pull your pants back up?
Sure. Of course I wipe my fucking ass!
Okay.
God damn it.
I don't know how you could do it in two minutes. It's just impossible, but whatever.
It fucking, it fires out, dude. I don't know. It's gas propelled.
That your underwear must look like a fucking shoeshine rag.
It doesn't.
Must be disgusting.
It really doesn't. And I want to say hello to our friend Pony. Pony, we're talking about shit and all the kinds
God.
Of shit that flies
Stop
out of our
it.
Ass. Right out of no. our fucking
no.
ass.
Pony, you know what? I'm embarrassed that he's talking like this, Pony.
Well, who's Pony anyway? I mean, why are
Pony,
you so embarrassed?
Pony is the upper echelons of Pal Talk, and she is a red name, Nick, if you will. And I get nervous when she's in the room.
Why?
Because I have respect for her, and I feel awkward when you curse.
Why do you have so much respect for her, though? I mean, do you have any less respect for Barb? Because
no,
you curse
no,
in front of her.
I have respect for her as being somebody who's older than me. You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying she's really old.
I'm not. I said older than me. I didn't say really old. I said older than me.
It's okay. We're honestly just talking about shooting shit out of our assholes, Pony. So just try and keep up with the fucking conversation. All right, Jerm, why don't you continue? I mean, yeah, okay. Of course I wipe my ass, but the shit is gas-propelled. It's fucking rocketed out.
Okay. All right, let's get back to your sleep patterns. It just comes down to this. Stop having so much stuff on your mind.
How do you do that? How do you clear your mind?
How do I clear my mind?
Teach me, and then I'll learn. You teach me, and I'll learn.
Well...
What do you do to clear your mind? Or is your mind always clear? Do you never have anything on your mind? You're just constantly a fucking clean slate. So it's easy for you to cope and go to sleep.
Well, you know what? I think you should maybe see a therapist of some sort.
You're calling me insane now.
I'm not. You don't have to be insane to see a therapist.
Why?
Why what?
I mean, why should I go see it there?
Because obviously you got a problem. There's something that your mind is constantly racing. Enough is enough.
Frank, you need to. Have you ever seen a therapist? Is this something you want to get into or no?
What was the question?
Never mind. I'll just forget it.
I have.
Okay, I'm just asking. Maybe after Tidbit yacked in your car, did you consider going to see a therapist?
No, that's small potatoes.
Oh, okay.
No. That's small potatoes. Listen,
Dan and Cal checking in. Awkward.
It's not awkward that you bring up my issues here.
Okay.
No. Let me tell you something, okay? I have something which at one time, a long time ago, people didn't know what it was, and
AIDS. They called it the gay cancer, but now that they know it's truly AIDS, you are okay with yourself. You're okay to put yourself out as an AIDS-infected American.
First of all, to show that you're uneducated, it was actually called GRID, gay-related immune deficiency, when it first came out.
But in all the other clean circles, it was called the gay cancer.
Okay. I have something what's called, and maybe some of you don't know this, I have something called obsessive compulsive disorders. And
isn't that what you just tried to introduce to me? You asked me if I knew what OCD meant, and then you fucking said it.
Right.
And then now you're pretending the audience didn't hear that, and they don't know what the fuck it
is. I just want to say that I've had OCD before it became trendy.
Okay, it's trendy now.
Nowadays, it's trendy to say you have OCD.
Why is it trendy?
It's just trendy. It's sort of like...
Pony's got some fucking ADD. What do you think about that?
Could you stop with the cursing, please?
Why?
Because it's not necessary.
I get it, because Pony's in the room.
No,
we have to be Puritans now.
You're using gratuitous cursing.
Okay, fine. She says she has ADD.
Okay. And
she can't pay attention for very long.
Do you have that problem? New style?
Yeah, well, yeah, sure.
I know damn well what you're doing.
What?
Anyway, we done with this topic or what?
What topic?
Come on, you're making it too... You're a horrible actor, dude. You're horrible.
I'm horrible?
Yeah.
What am I horrible at?
Acting.
Yeah? Can't wait to shit in your toilet. I'm going to fucking make such a mess.
You will never enter my...
I'm going to smear it under the
fucking
seat.
You will never enter my...
You will never know. I will spread it like fucking apple butter under your goddamn seat.
All right, you know what?
You will never even fucking know.
Pony,
I have ADD.
Pony.
I should go see a fucking therapist. I'm gonna slather the underside of your fucking toilet seat with my shit.
You will never enter my toilet.
Barb checking in. Yeah, you're a real good actor, Jerm. We really believed you got your wife a Menudo poster last year.
No, I said it. I was just kidding around.
Yeah, after you did the big reveal of whatever it was. If anybody's an actor on the show, it's Barb. I honestly thought we had a fucking interpreter on for like 3 minutes when we had Cody on last time.
Oh, she was good, Barb.
Stop kissing her ass! Let's talk about my shit
again. I have no need to kiss her ass.
Her own boyfriend didn't know it was her. Jesus. Jerm, I don't know, man. You just seem very, very, not understanding. But then again, I think I have insomnia, But I'm a hypochondriac, man. I always think I have something. Like you say OCD, I think I have OCD. I count everything by fives. Do. I don't really think I have it, but I kind of suspect that I do.
Listen, you have it. Don't pass it off. Don't pass it off. You have it. Admit it. The first step is admitting that you have a problem.
I do not have a problem.
You have an anxiety disorder. OCD is simply an anxiety disorder. That's all. And most of us in this world have OCD. It's to the
just
point where
you were sold that bill of shit,
and you believed it.
Excuse doesn't mean
me.
That everybody in the world has it. Everybody in the world is fucked up, right? So that makes you normal.
May I finish, please?
Sure.
Most people in this world have some form of OCD. However, it's the point where it controls his or her own life is different. The more it controls your life, is the bigger problem you have. Case in point, I know of an individual who...
Do not take germ freesia if you are bald. Baldness may relate in internal... I can't even do the fucking drug voice. Just continue with your fucking... whatever they told you to say to people. Go ahead.
I'm done. Suffer.
Germ freesia may cause oily discharge from the anus. Germ freesia, the OCD cure-all. Now back to Jeopardy. I don't like the drug commercials, Germ, but everybody talks about those. It's ridiculous.
What's that?
The commercials, they tell you you're going to die if you take it, but you need to take it. You know, the drug commercials. Do you watch TV at all?
You know what? I haven't watched TV.
Have you turned on a TV in the last year?
Yes, I have.
Have you watched it for longer than an hour?
Watched what? What are you talking about?
Any fucking show.
Of course.
What did you watch?
I like to watch Hell's Kitchen, Kitchen Nightmares. I like Forensic Files, and I like Survivor Man.
So and you like kitchens, surviving and not surviving. That's what you like.
Right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I like those kind of shows. I don't like shows that involve acting. I don't like those.
You watch Big Brother, though.
I love Big Brother.
Every one of those people is
I love reality shows. It's not scripted.
It's completely
it's
fake.
It's not scripted. No,
it's not scripted, but everybody goes on there and they think they're the most wild fucking person ever. Every reality show is just fucking riddled with people that want to be acting. That's what it is, and that's what makes it entertaining. I mean, if you had regular people on a reality show, it would be so fucking boring. That's why they had celebrities representing people in fucking game shows in the 50s. Come on down, and it's like some fucking like third rejected actress for fucking June Cleaver pretending to be you. It's ridiculous. Real people are not entertaining. Real people are just not entertaining, Jim. And the sooner you realize that, the sooner you'll be...
You've never watched any reality shows.
I've watched reality shows, yeah. I think it's some of the best TV on TV. Okay.
Please. You're not supposed to use the same word and twice in a sentence.
What about with you? And it's no. What about that? You don't want to use the same word every sentence?
It's no secret.
What about that?
Who's next?
Oh, who is next, bitches? I didn't mean to play that. Chill spot for hotties, everybody. Chill spot for hotties. Germ, I mean, I think I'm normal, okay? That's all that matters. I think I'm normal.
What you think and what is the case are two different things.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think I'm normal. You think you're a real Italian.
No, of course you're normal, dude. You know, you're not crazy because you have an anxiety disorder. It doesn't make you crazy. You know, as long as it's not affecting your life, I mean, counting to, you know, you have this fascination with the number five, you know, numbers was never my thing. I could care less about numbers.
Whatever. That's fine. It's fine, anyway. Jerm. I mean, do you really think you're an Italian guy? I'm shifting gears right now because...
Yeah, I'm 100% Italian.
You're not. You're fake. You're a fake Italian.
Excuse me?
Prove it to me. If you know anything about being Italian...
My parents are both 100% Italian.
That doesn't mean shit. What is the number one hero to Italian people besides that guy, that the gay guy with the spiked hair and the pop collar that comes around every fucking email forward I get?
That's got to be CC.
Who's that? CC DeVille? Guitarist of Poison?
No. It's got
to
be.
You could really pump your fists to fucking Poison back in the day. Did you like? You liked Poison, right?
They were a little too feminine for me.
A little too feminine. They wore the makeup.
Right.
A little bit big hair. The big hair rock.
Right.
Kind of thing. Talk dirty to me, something like that.
Right.
It was CC DeVille. It had to be. Absolutely had to be.
No.
Listen to this. Hey! Gonna eat some fucking man of God and pump my fists. Of course, he's the only natural hero for Italians. CC.
That's not who I was talking about.
Well, who are you talking about?
I was talking about the guy who wears that hat thing. His name's Christopher Columbus.
Christopher Columbus. He wears the hat thing. That's interesting.
Well, doesn't he have like a pirate hat or something he
you
wears?
You think Christopher Columbus, first thing that comes to mind is that hat. Not that he supposedly discovered the new world, you know, the whole the world is round thing. None of that.
Well, whatever. All I know is he's a hero among Italian people.
They love him.
Yes.
Christopher Columbus Day, a lot of Italian people take off of work. They stay home with their family. You do, don't you?
I stay home from work, and I eat a smorgasbord of Italian food.
So he's a real good man, you think?
Absolutely.
Well, new genetic evidence has come forth that suggests that your boy there, CC, not to be confused with CC DeVille. No, not him. Not him. Your boy CC is the man who brought syphilis to Europe from the New World. He contributed to syphilis being introduced to Europe. All those years, Jerem, they didn't even know what the fuck it was. They never had it. He comes back after fucking all these kind of fucking pancake titty brown bitches with fucking feathers in their head. With a fucking a dick that was bubbling and fizzing at the end. And he's spreading it all over the place. What do you think of that? He's a fucking germ spreader, and he's your hero.
I did not read the report. I cannot conclude that. But if, you know, I don't believe it whatsoever. If anything, maybe the stowaways on his ships were the ones who brought the syphilis over, but not him.
The stowaways.
The stowaways.
So you think he's going to get all the way there and back and have fucking stowaways? They're going to come back to Europe.
Stowaways. Or the rats. The people with the rats come on there. The stowaways.
Oh, so the rats were fucking all the squaws. That's what it was.
Well, what happened is accidentally somebody may have gotten syphilis on their fingers, and then the rat may have touched it. May have the rat may have licked something that the syphilis was on.
Yeah, that's exactly it. They had it collected in a fucking test tube. They
right.
They took a fucking tongue scraping,
right.
And put it in a fucking petri dish and brought it back. They were fucking natives. That's what they did. They went to a new place. They saw strange titties, and they planted their fucking dicks in it. That's how it works. That's how history unfolds. You encounter new and exotic types of fucking bush people. You have sex with their women, and you come back home as a hero and have sex with the people you left behind and spread all of the diseases.
Now, you're saying that he brought syphilis to Europe.
Yes.
So from here he brought it?
From the New World.
From here. So it was already here anyway, so what the hell difference does it make?
It was not in Europe, though.
Well, what do I care? I don't live in Europe.
Guess who did? Your fucking ancestors lived in Europe, you dumbass. Your entire family tree came from Europe. If you're truly, if your parents are truly 100% Italian, their grandparents, great-grandparents fucking came from Italy, the very country that fucking Christopher Columbus polluted. After fucking all those Indians, sailing back over the fucking Atlantic and spraying down a few fucking Italian whores in Genoa. You may have some kind of fucking... There may have been some DNA mutation that went on with you people.
May I confess something to you?
What?
I did have a family member who had syphilis.
There it is!
It was my grandmother's brother.
Talk dirty to me. So you did have a relative?
My grandmother's brother, Charlie, had syphilis.
He had syphilis? The syph?
Yes.
Was
he had syphilis.
Was he from the old country?
Yes, he was.
Aha! You see, syphilis is very, very common in Europe now.
And he went a little cuckoo at the end.
He did. It affects your brain.
Oh, it affected it all right.
Yeah. It fucking rots it. If they do an autopsy on you, they maybe cut open your fucking head. This black steam comes out of your fucking skull.
Didn't Al Capone have syphilis?
He certainly did. And what ethnicity was Al Capone?
Italian.
Oh! See that? You fucking dirty wop. how's your hero now, Mr. CC, Christopher Columbus? How is he? What do you think of him now, Frank? You still going to eat that hearty meal? Or are you going to go to fucking to Foxwoods and try to find some Indian bitches to fuck?
You know what? Like I said, I didn't read the report, but I'll have to take into consideration. On Columbus Day, I wear all green.
Why do you wear all green? It's not
because
St. Patrick's Day.
Green is the Italian color.
It's the Irish color, the Emerald Isle.
I wear red on Ireland Day. Hmm. On St. Patrick's Day, I wear red.
Why do you wear red?
Because I'm in protest.
You're in protest? In protest to what?
To shamrocks and little...
Everybody's Irish on that day. Everybody, even you, please. Especially your half-Irish son.
All right, enough of that. I don't want to hear that.
What?
What you just said. Please don't repeat that again.
Your half-Irish son. He's half-Irish. You have to learn to accept that. Germ, you have to accept that.
I don't have to recognize anything.
Your son will never know how to say Manigot. He'll call it Manicotti. Because he's half-Irish. He will never know how to say Sfogliatelle.
Spinidel.
He'll never know how to say it. You know why? Half Irish.
Or Gallimard.
He will never say it like that.
Or Ganoli.
You know what? He won't even eat calamari. He won't. You know why? Do you know why, Jim?
Because he's half Irish?
Because he's half Irish. And also because he lives on the second floor. After all, you did name him fucking Lucas. It's not exactly the most Italian first name ever. I would have named
that Lucas.
It's Lucas.
Luca.
Or it's Luca?
Luke.
You said Luca.
No.
You said
it's
Luca.
Luke.
You said Luca. You son of
it's
a bitch.
It's Luke.
My name is Luca.
Oh, see, it is Luca.
I live on the second floor.
Daddy spends more time in the basement. He won't play with me, he's downstairs. He doesn't care about my dreams or cares.
Just don't ask
me how to say. Just don't ask me how to pronounce. Just don't ask me how to say Gallimard. My name is Luca. I am half Irish now. Oh, German must kill you. It must kill you. Does it kill you?
It doesn't kill me. It's just a little odd knowing that my children are a different nationality than I am. It's just a little weird to think about when you think about it.
You didn't obey your parents' wishes and land a nice Italian girl.
Well, what are you going to do?
Did they mention that to you ever?
No, they could have cared less.
They didn't say, Frank, you got to get yourself a nice Italian girl.
Nah, they didn't care.
To fucking make the calamars.
No. She cooks Italian very well. A lot better than a lot of Italian people do.
Really?
Yeah.
Who did she learn from?
My mother.
Really? God rest her soul.
No, she's still alive.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. I thought she had a heart attack when she realized her grandson was fucking Irish.
Only hit till you cry. After that, you don't ask why. You just don't
ask what my nationality is.
Just don't argue.
Oh, wow. wow, wow. Anymore. Germ, it's fucking Tuesday night, man. It's the time we do our show. ThereIsNoRadio.com. We have people in the Pal Talk chat room. If Jimmy were here, he would be saying all kinds of shit. I'm not going to get into any of that right now. I don't want to get into any of that. It's this very special day. It's a day that is fucking marks the 29-day mark to Valentine's Day. Now, I know we just went from Christmas, which is one opportunity for you to be completely thoughtless and awful to your wife. Do you have anything planned for Valentine's Day? I want to start early here, Jerem.
Are you thinking about Valentine's Day now?
You have to. You have to plan.
Listen.
You have to get a gift. You have to go out to dinner. There's things you have to do.
Jerem. Says who? Says who?
Saint Valentine.
Saint.
And he was Italian, so you have to listen.
Are you like that romantic guy who does all that shit, man?
I'm like a normal guy. I'm what we call a decent boyfriend. I do my best to remember.
After you're with somebody for that amount of time, you know, it's just, there's no need for all that rigmarole and pomp and circumstance.
It's not pomp and circumstance. It's fucking, it's showing appreciation for somebody. Do you care about your wife?
Of course.
Do you think that she has feelings?
Of course.
Does she have decent eyesight?
Yes.
Does she have friends?
Bunch of them.
Does she talk to those friends?
Of course.
Does she see those friends?
Oh, I see what you're getting at.
Do those friends celebrate Valentine's with their husbands?
I see what you're
getting at. Do they receive presents?
I see what you're
getting at. Does your wife sit at home and drink alone because she doesn't get anything? Her fucking husband stays downstairs and just says, just another day, honey! Just another day, Donna! Donna! Just another day. It's a Hallmark holiday. That's the big excuse. You ever use that one? It's a Hallmark holiday. There's no backing on that holiday. Made up.
Can I say something to you?
Go ahead.
Our last anniversary, I didn't even get a card for her.
Wow. Is that the first one? Is that the first one you missed?
I got her a card like 3 months later.
Oh, man. You may as well have just not even
gotten it. I said to her, listen, I'm not going to open your card until I get you a card. And it took me 3 months to get a card for her.
Wow, man. Okay, Jim, we're starting on this right away. Right away. February is going to be the month of true love for Jim Freak. You're gonna have a love renewed. A love renewed. February 14th is going to be planned. You're going to have something planned for your fucking wife. You're going to have gifts for her. Or maybe a gift. A card at the very fucking least. You know what? Make something. Just take a fucking paper plate, cut it into a goddamn heart. Sheepy will teach you how to do that, for fuck's sake. He's good. He's pretty crafty like that. Jesus. But do something. You have to.
I have no time.
What do you mean you have no time? Well, you know what? We'll take a week off. We will take a week off. We will film ourselves getting you ready for Valentine's Day. What about that?
Fine. You know, I think I'm in touch, but whatever.
You're in touch. What would you do? What's your idea of a decent Valentine's Day?
Well, I'd probably I'd get the Valentine's Day. I'd get flowers a day or two earlier because they're cheaper. Or a day or two later. Let me tell you a little something, New Style. You never get flowers on Valentine's Day because you're a sucker. You get them a few days before or a few days later.
You don't get them before. You have to. I guess you'd have to get them after. I know because I've seen the fucking prices, but I've never gotten them after. Actually, every time I buy flowers, they arrive either dead or they die in a day. And 1-800-Flowers would always refund me. So I've lucked out. Right. I didn't have to buy new flowers. I gave her flowers, and they fucking returned the money because they died instantly. So, I mean, I got them, but I didn't. You know what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
I hear you. Let me ask you a quick question.
Sure. Go ahead, please.
We're talking about cards, you know, Hallmark cards and whatnot.
Yeah.
Okay, when you get a card from somebody, do you look at the back to see how much the person paid for the card?
No, I don't. Actually, I think that's pretty tacky.
I do that every. I do that before I even open the card.
Really?
I see how much they paid for the card.
It's amazing. You always check out the value of the card?
Yes, always.
Yeah, that's a good question. Rob Giggs, new listener, dedicated fan, is saying that he wants to know who the hell would get you a card. Who gives you cards?
Well, like if my wife or for my birthday, you know, my mother or whatever, you know, shit like that. Or,
are you going to at least say Happy Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I say that. That's free. But that's all right. Y'all won't believe in me anyway,
but... Your wife won't believe in you. Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah, you know, people are going to download this later on, like after Valentine's Day, and they're going to think this is the Valentine's Day show. February the 14th. It's the most ridiculous song I've ever heard in my entire life. Jerm, you seriously have problems. Like, what's the cheapest card you've ever seen? I mean, you obviously analyze the prices that they get sent to you.
Well, I mean, I go back a long way, so I've seen cards rise in price. You know, you get those real thick cards that usually have like a little salt, like a little music thing in there.
I hate those.
Yeah.
You like them? You like the? You open it up?
I enjoy it because I feel like I'm getting. It's when I get that. If I get that for my wife, a card like that, then that's her card and present together.
You think a little fucking song thing?
Exactly. It's like a music box, like, I'm getting her.
Yeah. You open it up and it's like. Celebrate the test, come on. It's the most staticky and fucking bullshit music ever, and you think that's a gift? See, now you're getting a little bit unbelievable. Barb is saying that she just doesn't fucking believe anything you say anymore.
Yeah.
Do you really think like that or no?
I think like that, but I don't always do that. I have to be honest.
Okay, last year, what did you do for Valentine's Day? Do you even remember?
I'm not just saying this. I have no idea. I mean, I have no idea what I did for Valentine's Day. I have no idea.
I gotta say,
I know one. Go ahead.
I gotta say, as years go on, less and less effort goes into it on my end. less and less.
Well, let's see what happens after 20 years. But let me tell you something. I remember in 1989, I went to Fridays with my then girlfriend. And they took a picture of us, and I had food in my mouth, and I looked like I had like squirrel cheeks. I had big fucking food in my mouth.
You couldn't stop eating for two fucking seconds for a goddamn picture.
I couldn't swallow quick enough, you know what I mean?
You had to have your fucking riblets, son of a bitch. And
yeah.
Wait, this was your wife, right? Or was it somebody else?
Yeah.
Do you still have that picture?
I do have that picture somewhere.
Can you scan it?
I will try and find that picture somehow.
Find it,
yeah.
And scan it. We need it on the website. You have to throw it up on DJNewStyleShow.com. Okay. For the listeners. A lot of the listeners go there. DJNewStyleShow.com.
Right.
And they tell their friends about it. And it's really nice of them. It's weird. We do get new people just popping up all over. But anyway, Jerm, to get away from it, it's true love is in the air. I mean, a lot of the news stories just revolve around love. Oh, and Sheepy's getting a little pissed off. I didn't mention frankandbarb.com. Sorry. Frankandbarb.com. You know all about that, Frank, because, well, you're on it and you're part of it. So,
right.
It's a video site that we put together. Some funny videos.
Right.
Yeah. What about this couple here, Jerm?
What couple?
Happy couple. They get married.
Yes.
Probably had a delightful courtship.
Absolutely.
Probably did it a few times. A couple of rounds of the old In-N-Out, as I like to say.
Right.
And then a little bit after the marriage, they find out, hey, you guys are twins. Brother and sister, separated at birth, met, dated, Married.
Brother and sister married each other, not knowing it.
Had no idea.
No idea.
None whatsoever. Oh.
I'm
disgusted by it. I mean, what would you do? You're in this situation. You find out that after, yeah. I don't know how long it was. Do you know how long it was that they found out?
I do not know how long it was, but I just know the situation. They got an annulment as soon as they found out. And to be honest with you, I just think they should have stuck it out. They fell in love with each other, not because they were brother and sister. They fell in love with each other because they really cared for each other, not knowing that. See, the whole thing with incest is, I guess, it's some kind of sexual attraction because this person's your brother or sister or whatever. But this was not an incest type of situation in that sense. And I think they should have stuck together and married. I don't think they should not have had any kids, of course, because then you'd have kids with, 10 arms and whatnot.
Yeah, but, 10 arms. Indian kids are coming over your house to pray every day.
Right.
Sitting by your fucking crib lighting candles.
Right.
It's incest, man. It's awful.
Right.
I think it's awful. I don't know. I would be thoroughly disgusted, but at what point do you just say, fuck it? I mean, you do have a point.
I think they should, they should, listen, they already had sex,
They had to have.
Of course. So they should have just should have continued. Just go for it. They love each other. And after a while, you ever see an old couple? They start to look like each other anyway, for Christ's sake. They look like a fucking brother and sister anyway. So what the fuck difference does it make? They're already ahead of that.
Yeah, the kids only have one set of grandparents.
Right.
Like, that'd be really fucked up, man. Like, let's say, what do you say? Oh, how'd you guys meet? Well, actually, we met in college, but we also met in our mother's womb.
Right.
Like how do you, how would you live your life explaining that? You'd have to explain it. You'd have to. Your kids would be retarded as well.
Well, you can't have kids in those situations. You cannot have kids.
Why? Now, why can't you?
Well, because
you're saying just go ahead with it. So now you're telling
me. No, go ahead with the marriage.
Yeah.
Go ahead with the marriage. And I will get into adoption in a
bit. Maybe they want to have their own kids. They don't want to fuck each other. Maybe that's what it is.
They already had sex with each other. Don't you understand?
I know, but maybe they realized, they figured, look, I gotta have kids. I'm not gonna have babies.
Stop for a second. No. Say you found out the girlfriend you have now was your twin sister.
Bye bye.
Separated at birth.
Bye bye.
Okay. Now all this love you have for her, you're just gonna stop like that?
No, it'll be transformed into a sisterly love.
All this passion
and all my energy would be focused into forgetting a lot of the fucking things we've done.
All the passion and the sexual attraction are gone? Like that? Come on. Continue. Go for it. Fuck each other. It's all good.
So you're saying that if your young daughter and your young son somehow got away from you, or you die right now, and they go their separate ways, 20 years down the road, they're fucking, they're dating... They get married. They have no idea who they are. They fucking got brainwashed. And then they find some old family picture. They should just continue. You're saying that if you have true love with somebody, it's okay that you're related.
I think in a sense where you're separated at birth, I think it's okay. Let me ask you this, New Style. Have you ever been attracted to a female cousin?
I've never been attracted as a young.
Have you ever said that a female a cousin is attractive?
Yeah, I mean you can recognize some of your relatives as being attractive or pretty or something like that.
Have you ever fantasized?
I've never had a crush or anything like that.
I don't believe you.
You don't believe me?
Yes.
That's just because you probably have.
No, my like I said one time to somebody. I'm the youngest child, grandchild on both sides. All my friggin' cousins were like fucking 30 years older than me, 25, 30 years older than
me. Have you ever had any thoughts about any of your cousins' children?
Absolutely not.
How
they're
much
all
young?
Guys.
They're what?
They're all male.
Hey, so I'll ask the question again.
What?
Have you ever?
No. And what somebody just typed in there, disgusting. No way.
Who? Who's disgusting? You had to say it.
No, somebody regarding my niece, and I would that's horrible to think something like that.
Well, how old is your niece?
She's 18 years old.
And you've never looked at her and say, "Emma, that's a pretty girl."
You know what? Please stop this conversation.
What? Oh, why?
Please stop this conversation.
I don't understand.
It's sick.
Ah! It's all right. You already have feelings. Why don't you stay married, Frank?
Stop it. Stop it now.
Why?
Just stop it.
What's wrong with you?
It's getting out of hand, News. It's getting out of hand, News.
What's getting out of hand?
This sick, twisted mentality of yours.
You need a few seconds to let it go back down? What's the story?
Yeah. No, you are a twisted fuck. You are a twisted motherfucker.
Meanwhile, I'm the only one on this show and in this fucking goddamn show chat room who's against these two fucking twins having sex and living a life together. And I'm twisted. I'm twisted.
Right. Right.
What's your niece's name?
Meredith.
Oh, Meredith. Did you ever say Meredith?
Shut the fuck up!
Then
shut
your last name? Be like,
she does have my last name.
Oh, even better. It's a one step closer.
Oh, come on.
You ever take
shut
a
up!
Her?
You know what? You're going to hell. You're going straight to hell.
That's nice.
You're a sick, twisted
That's
pup.
Nice. Yeah, I'm sick and twisted. One episode, you call me a half-breed mutt. A fucking, a goddamn embarrassment of self-hating WAP. And then I point out, hey, your kid's half Italian too. And then it's all good again. It's all good again. But I'm sick and twisted. You point out that these two kids
they were
twins.
Separated at birth. They had no idea they were brother and sister. They had no idea. Did not know.
So when am I going to meet your mom? I only have a picture of her. Wow, it's weird. I only have a picture of my mom. Yeah, let's never look at him, though. Let's get married and live a life together.
Sure, let me get you.
It's disgusting.
Let me talk about something else as far as adoption goes, too.
Sure.
Say you had a girl. Say you had a female daughter.
Are you saying a girl?
No. Not a girl. Just
Barbara.
No. Not a girl, a girl.
A girl?
Not a girl.
A girl, just, right?
No, not a girl, just a girl.
A girl.
A girl for a child.
Yeah, like this.
Love it.
A girl.
Right. No. Not a girl. Not a girl.
Not
just a girl.
Like Barbara.
No. Just a girl. Just a girl.
Like a female. Why can't you just fucking say female and end it? I don't understand. This is going on forever. okay, fine. I have a female adopted.
If you allow me to finish the scenario.
Please continue then. Go ahead.
Okay. You have a daughter. Your wife gives birth to a daughter.
Sure.
Okay. Your wife then finds out she can't have any more children and you want to have another child.
Okay.
Would you have any problem adopting a son, knowing that your son and daughter are not blood related and they could both be attracted to each other?
It's a very good question. Very, very good question, Frank. And I think I'm going to have to ask it after I answer this phone call.
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
Oh, 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who might this be?
Hi, Uncle Frank. It's Meredith.
Oh,
love it.
Oh, no.
Meredith. How did you get this number? Do you listen to this?
Yes, sometimes Uncle Frank gave me the number, and he told me he wanted me to call.
Wow. So how old are you now, Meredith?
I'm 18.
Do you love your Uncle Frankie?
I do. I love him very much. We hang out all the time, usually just the two of us.
Does he ever suggest that you should meet up?
Yeah, we hang out all the time.
Really? Frank, is this true?
I don't know who this is. Let's check.
Who's on the phone here?
Meredith.
Meredith.
Is this really, really, is this really you, Meredith?
Yeah.
This is really my brother's daughter.
I gotta say, it sounds just like her.
It sounds exactly like her. I didn't know you listened to the show.
Do you smell her scent through the phone?
You fucking sick son of a bitch. You know what? I'm a little taken off guard here, and I apologize. Anything this person says to you, please do not take offense to it.
Well, I don't understand. Anyway, I just want to know a little bit, Mayor. By the way, can I call you Mayor?
Sure.
Okay, Mayor. First of all, it's great that you're a fan of the show. Your uncle seems to be very, very close to you. Have you ever noticed him maybe looking a little too long at you or something like that?
I don't know. Sometimes, I guess.
Have you ever walked
usually,
in? I'm
usually
sorry.
Usually in like the warmer months. Usually, like if we're out by the pool or something.
Oh, okay. Obviously, he's just, you know, making sure you're safe in the pool.
Yeah, he's a great uncle.
Yeah, he really, you are, Frank, right?
I hope to think so, yes.
You are. I mean, you would definitely make sure that your niece didn't drown in the pool.
Right.
You do everything you possibly could. Mayor, did you ever walk in your bedroom and he happened to be in there before you?
Sometimes, but it's just because my room's usually messy, so he cleans it up for me sometimes. I don't know why, but he does.
Oh, he cleans up. What does he do? Vacuum a little?
Yeah, he vacuums a little.
Does he fold any clothes?
This is not correct. This isn't right. I don't think this is you, Meredith. I don't think this is the truth.
Uncle Frank, are we still going to the movies on Friday?
Oh, you had a movie date.
You know what? This is really.
Yeah, we were going to go to Juno because we want to go see Juno together. He's been saying that. You've been talking about it.
You know what? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know who you are, where you come from.
You were telling me how hot you thought the girl was, but just because she pretends she's 16 in the movie.
Uncle Frank.
I'm just kidding. Frank does not like that.
Oh.
You know he doesn't like that. I mean, he's your uncle.
I don't know who this person is on the phone, but whoever put you up to it.
Are you saying that this is not Meredith?
I have a feeling this is not her, and whoever this is on the phone is playing a cruel trick on me, and forgive you, DJ Newstyle, for putting this person up to it.
I didn't put anybody up. I picked up the phone.
I apologize.
I mean, it looked like
Uncle Frank. You washed some of my clothes when I was over there, and I took it home, but there are some pieces missing, and I need to come over and pick them up.
I have no idea what happened to those.
Can I do that tomorrow?
I don't know what happened to those pieces. I put them in the other drawer. I don't know what happened to them. I just don't know. Okay? Just leave it at that.
It's underwear.
Did you check the bottom right drawer?
That's gross.
this is disgusting. I cannot continue this anymore. This is gross and horrible. And I'm embarrassed that you're even doing this, both of you.
Oh, snap.
That's what I have to say about that. Well, Meredith, thank you. I mean, I hope your undergarments are returned.
Thank you. Okay, I'll see you Friday, Uncle Frank.
Okay, we'll pick you up at 8.
Wear something nice.
Okay, I'll be alone like you always request. Okay, bye, guys. I gotta go.
All right.
Bye.
Frank, will see you Friday. Wow, bye. So it's your niece. It's your niece, Frank. Your lovely niece. And it's amazing that we mention her and she calls right in.
It's very amazing. It's almost shocking.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really, really is. So I definitely condemn that, though. You know, and not that you're into this type of thing where, you know, people that are related or in relationships like that. But
right, right.
I don't know. Has there ever been, like, a high-profile relationship of people related? You know, not like Franklin Roosevelt. I mean, he was married to his sixth cousin, something like
that.
Well,
I think one of the presidential contenders was married to his second cousin.
You mean a current candidate?
Yes. Republican candidate, former mayor of New York, Rudolph Giuliani.
Whoa!
His first wife was his second cousin.
So his first wife
right.
was his second cousin.
Yes.
His cousin's child.
Yes.
He fucked his cousin's baby. Jesus Christ, dude.
You want to put it that way?
That's fucked up, man. That is fucked up. I mean, do you approve of that? Do you think that's a little too close?
I do not approve of it, and I think it's going to hurt him. But, you know, he is Italian, though.
Oh, so you want him to win?
Well, we never had an Italian president before.
So we have to have him. That's what you're saying.
We don't have to have him. It would be nice to have somebody representing.
Well, who else would be a good Italian for office? Well, have you ever put any thought to that?
Well, I think Mario Cuomo.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But he was a little too liberal.
Yeah.
And that's the only time.
Giuliani doesn't stand a chance, Frank.
I know he doesn't.
He doesn't. He's got 9/11, and that's it. He was a fucking mayor.
Right. Well, what was Hillary Clinton? She was a first lady. You know,
a first lady and a senator. I believe me, I'm not trying to fucking defend her. I can't stand her. Cannot stand her. I don't think she's got a fucking a chance at being elected. Not into her at all. We've already covered your views on Obama. Rob Giggs wants to know. We did that on the last show. Who gets your vote in the election? Just Giuliani?
I'd have to go with John McCain.
Really? I thought you expressed appreciation for the name Huckabee.
I do, but it's too hard to spell.
And you have to be able to spell the president's name because you write so many letters.
Well. You know, I just like him. He was a war hero, and he seems like he has his heart into it. And I just like to see him.
And he talks without moving his jaw.
Right.
When I was in Vietnam, I would kill all the chinks. He just doesn't ever skate away from saying something a little bit racist. I'm not interested in trading with Al Qaeda. They're only interested in trading burkas and one-way tickets.
That sounds more like Chuck Heston than it does him.
Not like I do any fucking impressions. Seriously. Do I do any good impressions besides Danny Glover?
I think you do.
Getting too old for this election shit, Riggs. Getting too old for voting, Riggs. I ain't about to be on no primary, Riggs. That's it.
Okay. So what do you say, take a little...
little break?
A little bathroom break.
You got to take a leak. Or do you have to do a little bit of both?
Just number one.
Well, we better get right to business here. DJ New Style Show.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
Next up, it's Germ Freak Radio! That's gay, that's so fucking corny, I'm embarrassed I even said that. Alright, calm down. Okay, ladies and... What's that? Oh, fucking two reports to have due by tomorrow.
What do you have to do by tomorrow?
Two reports.
Really? So you're more concerned with some kind of report that you have to put together than this?
Makes me money.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, you know what? Maybe one day this will make you money.
Maybe.
So maybe if you put some actual effort into it and do it good and
excuse me? Excuse me. I'm devoting my extra time to preparing a nice essay. All right, come on now. No kidding around.
All right, let's go, Casey Kasem. Why don't you intro the next number?
I'm doing the same song. Written by the group's bassist, this song was released as a single in January of 1984 and spent 10 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, peaking at number 54. Released as a video, it garnered the band's first true exposure on MTV. However, the band came under strong criticism for its sexist imagery in the video. She's gonna turn on your juice, boy, so she turns on the power. From 1983, it's Motley Crue with Looks That Kill.
Yeah! The DJ New Style Show.
You know, Jerm?
What?
You know, I was just thinking, I really love music.
I'm happy for you.
I mean, don't you ever get like that? Don't you ever feel like you love music?
I enjoy music, yes.
But do you love music?
Yes, I love music.
Do you love music?
Yeah, what's your point?
Just intro the song, faggot.
Okay, yeah. I mean, just calm down. You went too fast. You didn't give me time to take a breath, so hold
on. I'm sorry. Take a breath. And then regroup. In and out. Count to 10 backwards. And relax. Okay, never mind. Never mind. Just catch your breath. And then go. Go. Go!
All right. This 1980s band... Okay. Calm down. This 1980s hair band came to the forefront in 2003 when it made headlines when its pyrotechnics used by the band's crew would create a spray of sparks that ignite the foam soundproofing material behind the stage, killing 100 patrons at the Station nightclub in Rhode Island. Fuck! I was taking my time and going slow, and I fucked up. This 1980s hair band gained headlines in 2003 when pyrotechnics used by the band's crew would create a spray of sparks that ignited the foam soundproofing material behind the stage at the Station nightclub in Rhode Island, killing 100 patrons. You didn't know how rock and roll looked until you caught your sister with the guys from the group. Halfway home in the parking lot, by the look in her eye, she was given what she got. Great white. Once bitten, twice shy, babe.
Well, the times were getting hard for you, little girl. I'm a humming and a strumming all over God's world. You can't remember when you got your last meal, and you don't know just how a woman feels. You didn't know what rock and roll was until you met my drummer on a great tour bus.
Christ.
Bitches.
Motherfucker. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Hey, you know what? We heard that song about a million times, 1989, whenever the fuck it was. Jeremy, you there?
I'm here.
Son of a bitch. My bad. That's all I'm going to say is my bad.
What'd you do? Fucking fall asleep on the fucking button?
Yeah, maybe. What are you going to do?
Goosh.
So, you know what? It's not like it was that great of a song.
Whatever. You pick up next time.
It is getting kind of close to the end of the show, though.
Yes.
I bet you there's a few people out there that are relieved. Cut that thing off. You know what? I'm going to probably edit in a fucking explosion with screams. Right at that point. Because I bet you that's the point they got to in that Rhode Island nightclub.
Right.
Yeah.
100 people.
So, Jeremiah, you do some prep every now and then. What do you got for us?
Well,
I mean, you came up with a couple stories, right?
No, no. Well, you know, in Connecticut recently, this pit bull bit a child.
Sorry, I played a sound. What happened?
Is there a problem?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Connecticut father drilled holes into the skull of his pet dog after the pet dog bit his child.
Oh my God! Wait. Let me see if I get this right. This guy drilled holes in his dog's head because the dog bit his child. Mike Nice, what do you think about somebody drilling holes in their pet's head?
Ridiculous.
Completely ridiculous, Mike Nice. Germ, keep going on.
And my question is this. You know, would you do this to a pet? And they had this pet for 8 years. If you had a pet that was part of your family, I know you have a pussycat. You have a pussycat that you keep. Say your pussycat scratched the hell out of your face while you were sleeping or something. You know, would you, or whatever, would you have that animal destroyed or would you torture it in that type of situation? You know, how far does it go?
I would, I'd be upset that it attacked my kid, but I'm not gonna kill a cat for scratching somebody or anything like that. You beat the shit out of it. You're not gonna drill a hole in it. Like, what kind of fucked up person is that?
Well, did you ever purposely, hurt your cat? Did you ever kick your cat?
My cat? I mean, yeah. As far as kicking it, I mean, not kicking it, but like moving it with my foot.
You never kicked it in rage or anything like that?
No. Like, to get it out of my way, I would pick it up. You know, when a cat comes by, you can put your foot like under its stomach.
Right.
So that each of its legs are like around your foot, and you can lift it up, and it has nowhere to go, and then you can just fucking lob it somewhere. I've done that. But I've never fucking, like, tried to punt it anywhere.
Right, right.
Have you ever harmed an animal?
Let me think. The biggest animal I guess I've ever harmed was a,
Meredith.
A rabbit.
A rabbit?
Well, it was a, how do I put this delicately?
Well, you gotta explain. So she was your niece.
When I was a child, excuse me.
Are we talking about the same thing here? What are you talking about?
A rabbit.
Oh, right. Okay, I'm thinking of something else, like that niece you want to bang. Okay, so you're talking about a rabbit you harmed.
I didn't harm a rabbit, but I was a young child, and some fellow neighborhood children found a wild baby rabbit, and they decided to play flag football with the rabbit. And it wasn't a happy ending. Let's
what?
Just put it that way. Yes, they decided to use it as a football because they couldn't find a football, so they used a baby rabbit.
First of all, who can catch a fucking rabbit? They caught a baby rabbit?
It was a little baby rabbit. The mother must have died or something like that.
Who the fuck are you hanging out with?
This was not me. I just, people I know.
People you know that in love. People you know and love and have over.
I didn't love them. I just saw what was going on.
Yeah.
As far as animals, I don't kill animals. I will not kill a spider. I will not kill an ant. If I see a spider on my wall, I will scoop it up with a cup or a tissue of some sort and release it to the wild. Because who am I to play God? I'm not God.
Okay. A mosquito lands on your arms and begins sucking the blood out of your arm. Sticks its little nose into your arm. What do you do?
There's two types of animals I will kill.
What's that?
A mosquito and fly.
Well, they're not animals. They're insects.
They fall under the kingdom, phylum, order, class, family, genus, species classification. And
you said everything without saying the actual classification.
What is the classification?
Let's just go with fucking insects.
Right.
How about that?
And
so you would kill a mosquito.
A mosquito and flies. When I was younger,
why?
I used
what lets you kill those?
Well, flies carry diseases and germs, and they're vile, vile animals. And you know, they one minute they could be landing on a dead carcass in the fucking highway, and then they could be landing on top of your strawberry jam.
Do you know that whenever a fly lands, it shits. Whenever it lands, it shits. So if it ever landed on your food, it shit on your food. That's the only time a fly will land, to shit. They can eat in the air. It will. Oh, I'm sorry. Foley's God is correcting me. New listener, maybe an old one with a black name. Don't know. But he's saying it pukes, not shit. So instead, you have fly puke all over your food rather right. than shit. But
well, didn't you see the movie The Fly? It tells you everything. It regurgitates.
Oh, I didn't see The Fly. I'm sorry. Okay. I apologize. So after seeing The Fly, you decided they're on your fucking must-kill list.
Well, flies' feet or their legs are tacky. That's how they can land on ceilings. They're tacky.
Now, would you kill Jeff Goldblum if he came in your house?
I would not, no.
Okay, I'm just making
sure.
I
would not.
Want to see how far-reaching it is.
Right, right. As far as, you know, any mammals or things of that nature, I would feel terrible to do that. Have you ever done anything like that?
Not to a mammal, but, like, I went fishing once as a kid, and I had my boot on, and I kept catching sunnies. So I caught a sunny once, and I wanted to see, like, what I would do is I'd throw it back and see how far I could gun it out there. This one time, I wanted to punt it, so I punted it in there, and the thing fucking floated back up. It's fucking dead.
Yeah?
Yep.
It's not a good thing to do, but
no, I felt bad. I really did, but you know,
yeah,
it's
I'm
a
sure
fucking
you lost
sunny.
Sleep over it.
I did, yeah.
Yeah,
it's really funny to say somebody thinks he has insomnia. It's really funny. Fucking faggot, go fuck your niece. What?
And one other thing I just want to bring up very quickly was in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, operators of a sex-oriented website had a convention in Las Vegas that our friend Ed McGrath went to.
He did.
Yes, he did, and he.
I saw his pictures. He apparently saw a lot of rubber cocks.
And they were
every 3 out of 20 pictures is a picture of a rubber dick in his
right.
in his fucking porn convention album. To be
right,
fair, he did take a very cool video.
Yes, he did.
Involving some porn stars who admitted they had no idea who I was. It was very flattering to know that I'm a nobody. Halfway across the world.
Well, he filmed a porn star and got her and filmed her from the neck up. You know, what's the deal, Ed? You know, the neck up.
Nervous. He's all nerves.
Brought down a little bit.
He's all nerves, and I guess I'll have to link that video on the podcast. I'll take a note of that.
Yeah.
So let's review this. Uh-oh, we've got somebody trying to reach us. I think I don't quite know. Hopefully, they turn off their pal talk.
Phone is ringing. Oh my god.
316-768-4472. Don't know why I'm saying that, because you probably shouldn't call in, because it'll probably be the last call. You're on the DJ Newstar show. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Ed McGrath. I took said video and pictures from the AVN convention in Las Vegas.
You were the fella that did this. Like, I didn't
know. I am the fella that did this.
This is a conversation starter. So, what was your thought process? You said, now I'm going to take a video. I don't quite know what I'm going to do, but this is going to be something I'm going to show DJ New Style and Germ Freak. What am I going to say? Here's this attractive woman. Let me only film her scalp and ask her questions. What were you going through with this?
I just wanted to get her reaction to the sick, twisted things that Germ Freak does, like not go to public toilets and crap himself. So I was going more for the reaction shot, even though she had a really, really nice body.
I'm looking for your Vimeo thing. I don't know where the fuck it is. But you'll send me the link. I guess we'll link it on the podcast. She was actually pretty personable. She dealt with it pretty well, I guess you'd say.
Were you nervous at all, Ed?
Yeah, I was actually very nervous because I've never...
Go ahead.
No, I've never taken a video of someone before in an interview situation. I have seen some of the interviews that you guys have done with each other. I tried to make it humorous, but yeah, I was a little bit nervous.
It's cool. I have to say, though it was pointed out vividly that I'm a no one, I was pretty entertained by it.
This was Australia.
Let me ask you a question.
She could be in New Jersey. It really doesn't matter.
Let me ask you a question, Ed, and I hope you don't mind me bringing this up, but you enjoy the porn, don't you?
Well, yeah.
Okay. And, isn't it true that Once in a while, you make love to your right hand.
Yeah, Frank, I'm gonna expose myself.
That's two, everybody.
Yes, I do masturbate from time to time.
Let me just point out that's two. It's two.
Okay.
One more, and it might be time. I'm not sure.
Now, let me ask you a question. You mentioned that there was a real doll there, and you felt the breast. Is that true?
Yes, it actually was. And if I can multitask, which I sometimes have a problem with, I will put that picture up in the chat room. Yes, it was a lot of people that I showed the picture. They thought I was actually standing next to a girl.
It's question time.
Oh, we're asking some questions. It's question time.
Germ has asked his third question. We've officially entered question time. Germ will be questioning our buddy Ed McGrath about his visit to the porn convention in Las Vegas. Germ, and go.
Did you touch the nipple as well, or just the breast?
No, the underbelly of the breast.
I see. Did you fantasize that it was actually a real girl?
No, it really wasn't a sexual situation. There was no bed. There was no
lubricant. Let me ask you a question. Please. Don't you know the routine of question time? Do not expound unless I say so!
Apparently, no, I don't.
Okay, listen to me.
I apologize.
What do you say after that?
I don't know, to be honest
okay.
with you.
Okay, you give props where props is due. You say copyright Germ Freak, because that's my line, babe. All right, listen to me. First of all, I want to know where your left hand is right now. Please raise your left hand. Please raise your left hand. Okay, then. Let's keep it that way. Listen to me. If you were alone, if there was nobody else in the room and this real doll was left with you in a room, do you find yourself that you could possibly fornicate with it?
No.
Oh, there it is right there.
He's got a picture of the real doll on his cam. You wouldn't have sex with the real doll?
No, too creepy.
I would.
All right. Ed, would you ever sleep with a doll in your bed?
No.
Okay.
Again, creepy.
Okay. And you've never been creepy, right?
No, never.
Okay. Did you feel as though, you're a sort of a mild germ-phobe. Isn't that true? You've admitted that mild case of it?
That is true.
Okay. Did you feel did you feel a little disgusting in this kind of place, or you know, was it like a nice sanitary environment?
If it were all girls, I probably would have felt disgusted, but there were girls there that were pretty hot and felt the need to dress up like porn stars themselves.
Oh, you mean just patrons, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Any girls ever catch you looking at them?
That was expected. I mean, that was the great thing about that conference is you could stare at girls' tits. It didn't matter.
Right. When you took a picture with that with any of those girls, did you get excited at all?
No, the only time I got excited was the one girl that I did the interview with. She was with a group of Australian girls, about 12 to 16 of them, that fornicated as much as they could with their clothes on.
And that got a rise out of you, is that true?
That did.
Okay, and did you try to conceal it? Did you try to put your bag over it so nobody would see?
No.
Okay, so you just walked freely with your fucking pepperoni sticking out of your pants. Is that what you're trying to tell us?
No, I was actually standing in place, and there were a lot of people around, so it could not be seen.
Did you get a case of the blue balls?
Not for very long.
So you just stood there with a fucking rod on, just watching
I kind of got a semi. In all honesty, I had like a half chub, I would say.
Okay,
well, I mean,
now
were you self-conscious at all? I'll stand here until it goes down so nobody sees. Or I'm comfortable because I know nobody sees. But you're not comfortable enough to go walk to the fucking the drink place or whatever, get it to the bar, get a drink or whatever.
Well, in all honesty, I wanted to stay right there to continue watching it. It kind of died down as I was standing there, as they were kind of finishing up, and then nature took its course as their sexual activity went down.
Did you at any time in your preparation for going to this convention have it in the back of your head that you were actually going to get any form of action from having been there?
No, I knew that would not be the case.
Not even like in a little leaguer going up to play his first games and coming to hit a home run every time this season. It's really unlikely, but he had that hope. Did you ever hold out a little bit of hope that it might happen?
No, not enough confidence that I could fornicate with an adult actress. So no.
Okay, at least you're honest.
Would you have done so if you were approached, Ed?
No, he would say absolutely not.
No, I'm saying if you were approached.
If I was approached, probably, but I wasn't going actively seeking any of the young, lovely young ladies, because in all honesty, they were working. I mean, I was there for a convention myself, and while I was on the convention floor, I was working, and I held that same respect for these women.
So I see that you have a picture up there on your cam. I'm going to describe it because there's no online album or anything, but it doesn't really need much description. It's you standing there with a girl who's wearing a nice evening gown that is very low cut to the point where it's down to her navel, and her tits are exposed, and she's wearing pasties. When you're taking these pictures or having them taken, do you anticipate them ever being part of some kind of a scrapbook or something like hey, check out my trip? Anything like that? Like, what are your plans for these photos?
That's a very good question. And to be honest with you, I wanted to show them to you fine folks. And that was really my motivation. And maybe post them online somewhere.
Okay. Germ, I'm sorry to invade.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, Jesus.
Did this girl's breast touch you at all? Because it looks like it's touching your chest. Did it touch you at all?
He's standing pretty close. He's standing close, and I think he's trying to press into one of them.
No, I wasn't creepy like that.
You're trying to press in. Don't tell me I know when it's happening.
I don't believe I did. In all honesty.
Now that you don't believe.
Look, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Here he comes. This is the main event for you, huh? He changed the picture, and now it's just a table full of rubber dicks. Did you feel any of the dicks in your hand?
No, I did not touch any phallic-shaped device.
Oh, so you didn't do anything gay in that trip?
No, I did do something that might have been perceived as gay. As a goof, I did go over to the very small gay section, and I did get a autograph of a young male porn star autographed to Frank.
So you stood in line, bought a picture, spent money on gay porn
and paraphernalia
to get it autographed, so you could hand it to another fella back home. You brought your buddy back home some good old gay porno.
Did you shake this guy's hand, Ed?
Oh God, no, no.
No, you're just gonna, you know.
You just grabbed
look
a picture
at
that
him a
he,
little bit.
And he had his greasy hands all
was
over.
Was he a nice guy?
I guess so. The the worst part, and I'm really gonna freaking hang myself with this one, is
it's too late.
For some reason, the women or men could not be naked, but yet hardcore pornographic videos could be shown on televisions, either above the booth or to the sides of the booth. So as I was going over this section to get this autograph for my friend Germ Freak, there was male pornographic action on the monitor above the booth, and I caught a quick glimpse of it, and it was rather disturbing. So I put my head down, got my autograph.
So you saw the guy getting fucked?
What was the exact act that you saw? What act did you get a quick glance of? What was happening?
Question time, everybody. Question.
Anal male sex.
Okay. Did you at any point?
And you were probably in line for a few minutes. You know, whenever I'm in line to have a TV, like whether it's the fucking airport, like the baggage claim, is this? I have to watch. I know you caught more than just a fucking glimpse. You looked up, no, God, that really is gay. Oh, look at his shoes. I got those shoes.
I admitted that I saw it. In all honesty, I put my head down and I did not see anything else. I did not wait in line. There was nobody in line. I waited probably about 30 seconds for this fellow to go find all a right. picture of himself.
So how much did you pay for it, for the autograph?
No, there's no paying for autographs. It's just an entry fee for the whole convention.
Oh, well, what about the picture? What did you get autographed?
I got a picture of this young lad, probably no more than 20 years old.
Palm lad?
Short.
Yeah. So did you pay for the picture or no? You spent no money
no.
on this?
No money on the picture.
So how did you anticipate this going down? You were going to meet up with Germ Freak, and what happens now?
No, I administered this how I saw I would, and that would be show him on a video camera in the chat room. After that, and you guys can attest to that, I ripped up said picture.
Oh, okay. So you ripped it up. That's what you did with it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I also saw a tape dispenser right next to the picture. So did you indeed put it back together?
You laminated
again?
It.
Yeah, I used a special glue.
His homemade glaze.
No, I did not.
He made his own acrylic. Fucking smear over it. Keep it forever. God, well, that joke. It's the same joke three times. It's a jizz joke, everybody, if you didn't get it the first fucking eight times we made it. So, overall, you had a good time?
Yes. It was something that I think if you do watch movies like this, which most guys do, most heterosexual guys do, it's a good experience.
Ed, may I digress for a minute? Lately you've been enjoying the interracial porn, is that correct?
I do every now and then watch an interracial pornographic film.
Okay, just curious.
Really? You do, huh? Every now and then?
Yeah, there's just something wrong about it, something taboo about
Dazzled.
It.
Well, Mike Nice, what's your favorite act to watch in interracial porn?
Oh, my God, son. Snuggle.
Yeah, that's one I love, too. Germ, I don't know. Do you think this would have been a good event for Germ to attend? You know, given his phobias and conditions?
I would probably have to wear a rubber suit of some sort. Because to me, it's just like, I feel like there's just jizz all over the fucking rug and carpeting and flooring or whatever. But, you know, would you go again, Ed? Was it everything you thought it was? Was it disappointing? Was it, you know, what was the situation?
It's everything that I thought it was. It was a little bit smaller, especially having come from CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, which is freaking, I think, a million square feet or something. This particular show, I was able to walk the whole show like three or four times. So it was smaller than I thought, and again, that was because the other convention I was there for. But it was expensive, though. I mean, $80 to walk around in a convention was a little excessive.
But was that expensive?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Okay, great.
Yeah, well, sounds good. Maybe next time Germ can go with you, and you'll have a travel buddy to go buy gay gifts for one another and photograph cocks. Thank you for making that video. Thanks for giving a call to the DJ Newstyle Show, Ed.
My pleasure.
Thank you. And thanks, everybody, for listening. And thereisnoradio.com. Right, Frank?
Thank you very much.
Frank.
Yes.
What do you have to say?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Say something now.
So you can hang up on me?
Nope. Check us out next
Rammstein.
Time. That's what it is. It's Rammstein. Check us out next time and every time on thereisnoradio.com. Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. Or do what everybody else does. Download it on djnewstyleshow.com or hang out in the Palo Alto. All right, thank you. Thank you to Germ Freak's niece Meredith, and to everybody else. So.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.